Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. Columbus County Sheriff's deputies raided a Whiteville home October 16th and made three arrests, along with seizing large quantities of opiates. Brandon Tyler Butler, his father Ricky Dale Butler, and Cameron Quattlebaum were arrested on charges ranging from trafficking opiates to possession of a firearm by a felon. You can look for much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. An Elizabethtown man is in jail after he allegedly robbed a Regalwood Family Dollar at gunpoint. Glenn Davis Bowen, age 66, was jailed on Monday after a cooperative effort between Columbus County deputies, Bladen County Sheriff's Office, and Elizabethtown Police. A large crowd is expected at the Whiteville City Council meeting on Tuesday, as multiple business owners and residents affected by the flooding are expected to attend. Elizabeth Cassidy of the Donut Shop has turned into one of the harshest critics of the city, blaming city council and staff after her restaurant flooded yet again during last week's storm. Whiteville candidate for mayor Michael Shacknuck has been especially vocal about the drainage problems, using a photograph of a flooded section of Madison Street in his campaign materials. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. in the City Hall and can be viewed online on the city's website or attended in person. Columbus County Commissioners on Monday approved the Coleman Track Development in Pireway. The 220-home development will be built on Dolphin Road. It was the first planned unit development approved under a new procedure adopted by the Planning Department. More than 11,000 people in Columbus County could lose food stamp benefits on November 1st due to the federal government shutdown. Columbus County Health Director Daniel Buck and Social Services Chief Dula Hall told county commissioners on Monday that the county is not allowed to fill that particular funding gap. Buck also noted that local food banks are largely dependent on funding from the USDA, which is also affected by the shutdown. In addition to the pending freeze on EBT benefits, the county is no longer accepting applications for housing assistance programs until the shutdown is over. Columbus County Commissioners set a public hearing for November 3rd on the new county cell tower ordinance. Commissioners discussed the lack of coverage in some communities and expressed concern over property values being negatively affected by placement of towers too near homes. Currently, there's no height requirements, setbacks, or density limits on cell towers in the county. Saturday is one of the biggest days of the year for Tabor City as the North Carolina Yam Festival gets underway. You can look for a street fair, live music, food trucks, entertainment, a car show and parade, as well as a kids' corner and more. We have more details about the Yam Festival online at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Polls are currently open for municipal early voting heading into the November 4th elections. Voters may go to the Board of Election office in the county complex on U.S. 701 North in Whiteville. Early voting runs through November 1st, and the polls are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., and on November 1st until 3 p.m. The Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina will host Classy Cars and Country Cooking this Saturday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Home Farm in Lake Waccamaw. There'll be a car show, food trucks, and lots of fun. Admission is free. Car registration will be from 9 until 11 a.m. and judging at 11 a.m. with awards to follow. For car entries or vendor information, call 910-646-3083. New Life Community Church will hold a special music and worship service this Saturday at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Whiteville. There'll be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. Their service starts at 6 p.m. Baldwin Branch Missionary Baptist Church Food Pantry will be open to the public this Saturday, October 25th, from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Their clothing closet hours are from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m., and both ministries are located at 4047 NC 242 Highway South in Elizabethtown. This Saturday is Lake Waccamaw Safe Night from 6 until 8 p.m. Also, if you're looking for trunk or treat, Halloween, or Harvest Festival events, we got a complete guide at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Trinity Baptist Church will have their Homecoming and Pastor Appreciation Day on October 26. Services will begin at 11 a.m. with lunch to follow. The church is located at 201 South Thompson Street in Whiteville. The North Carolina Office of the State Fire Marshal and the Columbus County Fire Marshal have partnered with local volunteer fire departments to provide free smoke detectors to residents in the community. You can contact your local fire department or the county's fire marshal office for more information on this program. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Auto Accident Help Desk.